You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Is that the business says, Clodagh, we know very well, if there's one thing the markets don't like, it's uncertainty.
Yes, we say that pretty much every day, Noel, and starting to see some reaction already on the market side of things. Asian stocks have tumbled after the results from polls are suggesting a victory for Donald Trump is increasingly likely. Now, a Donald Trump win had been widely seen as a bad thing for Asian economies because of some of the protectionist things that he's talked about while on his campaign trail. And he's viewed as the great unknown, while Mrs. Clinton is seen as an example of better the devil you know. So many investors in Asia are getting a bit concerned, and the market reaction is reflecting that. So all major markets in the region are now lower, with money flowing into what's called safe haven stocks. So that means things like gold, which are on the up, as well as currencies like the yen. Now, many analysts are comparing this reaction to the Brexit vote because yesterday financial markets had effectively priced in a win for Hillary, as traders had expected a comfortable Clinton win. So even a tight race like this is enough to spark volatility. But that's just like they'd priced in a vote to remain in the EU. Kathleen Brooks from City Index says markets are waking up and reacting across the globe.
I mean, this has been a massive shock. I mean, you know, 12 hours ago, we were sitting there thinking, well, Clinton's got this. What is the next thing the market has to look for? Maybe a Federal Reserve rate hike. Now we're just seeing massive flight to safety. People are buying gold, they're buying the yen, they're buying the Swiss franc. And we've seen, obviously, those declines in stock markets and further declines in stock markets post the Asia session as well.
And now, in terms of what impact this will have on currencies, well, the Mexican peso has hit an all-time low against the dollar, falling more than 10%. Mexico is expected to suffer if Mr. Trump is elected because of his pledges to build a wall along the border. But what will it mean for the pound? Well, so far the pound is up nearly 2 cents against the dollar. Now, this is the opposite of the trend that we've been seeing recently. And that means it's good news for people here looking to get their travel money and good for anyone who's importing goods from the States, but it's bad news for exporters. But just, it's important to put any rise against the dollar into context, as we're coming from a much lower base, as the pound has fallen about 18% against the dollar since the Brexit vote. Kathleen Brooks from City Index says this could be a bit of a silver lining for the pound.
I think it's just had such a pummeling over the last few months that now that the US dollar is starting to fall quite sharply on the back of this potential result for Trump, that it's just recouping some of the losses. Now, it's nowhere near the level that where it was back in June before the referendum vote, but we're just seeing maybe a bit more stability in the pound than we have recently. I mean, the pound's gone back above 125, so it's doing well because we're seeing a broad-based decline in the US dollar, not obviously against the Mexican peso, which has had an absolute horror show of a night. It's reached its lowest ever level against the US dollar, but we have seen, you know, strong gains for the G10 currencies against the dollar. Some of the Mexican community knew, or maybe had a guess of what was going to come, so they've been really hoarding money back. So that's just going to light a fire under Trump to do this sooner rather than later if he does win later on.
And speaking of markets, the FTSE will open this morning at 6,843 points. A pound is worth $1.25 and €1.11, and that makes a euro worth 90 pence.
It's good to show the markets aren't all knowing, are they?
They certainly aren't. They've been
twice
wrong.
In a year. Two big decisions and they got them both wrong.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.